every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, as well as TuneIn Radio, where you can always listen to Sports Byline. YouTube, F4WOnline.com/YouTube, Twitch, twitch.tv/F4WVideo. And we got a very special show coming up here today. We got a guest on the show, Darcy Weir, is going to be joining us, the man behind OccultJourneys.com. He has done a number of documentaries on pretty much every paranormal topic that you can think of, everything from aliens, USOs, submergible UAPs, the Apollo missions and structures on the moon, psychics, Bigfoot, the whole shebang. And so we're going to be talking to Darcy Weir today about a number of different topics. A lot of these documentaries he has put together are available through Apple TV, Amazon. You can go over there and check those out. OccultJourneys.com is the place to go for all of the information on all of them. So if you're listening along to the show today, if you're watching live on either YouTube or Twitch, you're welcome to post questions in the chat. If you are not watching on any of these streams, you can text me if you're listening through Sports Byline, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com is the email address. That is Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, @AfterDarkRadioShow.com. And you can also follow me on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. I'm @BrianAlvarez on X and Blue Sky. So we're going to talk about his journey into occult documentaries, and then we'll kind of find out which of these topics does he believe has the best evidence, and we'll delve into those today. Darcy Weir, OccultJourneys.com, coming up after the break. After Dark Radio on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds. Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're gonna leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic. Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
I'm John.
And I'm Garrison.
And a little thing we love about the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets
is sharing it in the car during the holidays.
I do love that.
We will pack the car with gifts. And, of course, we go and pick up our family's favorite nuggets.
Every nugget is tasty times quadrillion.
And we get all the sides.
Yeah, the ooey-gooey mac and cheese is a big hit.
Everyone from 1 to 116 would love Chick-fil-A's chicken nuggets.
Share the nuggets, share the joy. Order the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio. Very happy today to be joined by Darcy Weir, OccultJourneys.com, the man behind numerous documentaries on all aspects of the paranormal. And Darcy, how you doing here today?
Brian, I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Are you up in British Columbia?
I'm in Canada.
Unknown location. Okay. Well, I'm in Seattle, so I thought you were somewhat in my neck of the woods. That was a rumor.
Not far.
Okay. Well, obviously, we got a lot to talk about here today, and OccultJourneys.com is the address, the website address. So if you're interested in anything that we are discussing here on the show, you can head to OccultJourneys.com and get links to documentaries on all of these topics. And as we get going here, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about how you got into occult documentary filmmaking?
Yeah, you know, I started off just as a film student, going to technical schools and learning how to do film and video production. I went to university, studied film theory, and I was always interested in making a film. I never thought that I was going to make a documentary film as my first, sort of professional exploit. But it just kind of worked. And I have been floating around in the UFO community, the cryptid community, the cryptocurrency community for a little while now, and people have gotten to know me, and I go speak to subject matter experts on all things woo and facts, you know, historically with regards to these strange sort of fringe theory things. And now, I mean, when I first started back in the day, I was only like 20 years old. I'm 41 now, and I think it's safe to say a lot of this stuff has kind of gone mainstream. Like, you know, there's congressional hearings happening about UAP. I've been to one of them inside the actual chamber. There's, monthly TV shows and other documentarians covering this subject. So, I mean, it's huge. There's probably, 1,200 different UFO-related or cryptid-related or cryptocurrency-related YouTube channels, too. So it's just like it's everywhere.
Now, I did notice the cryptocurrency. You have a documentary on cryptocurrency. And, it's like Bigfoot, aliens, submersibles, structures on the moon, psychics, and cryptocurrency. How did that end up in here?
Well, when I first started looking into Bitcoin, and the documentary you're talking about is called The Bitcoin Field Guide, Understanding Cryptocurrency, basically I wanted to create something that would help beginners that just had no idea what cryptocurrency was about, the history of it, the different types other than Bitcoin, and, the fact that fiat currencies are kind of eroding in value and possibly things like Bitcoin are here to supplant it eventually. And I started my journey in probably 2016 into crypto. That documentary came out in 2018, and I'm still kind of like in it, but man, I've made some bad moves and definitely missed opportunities to make a lot of money in crypto. But it started as like kind of a hobby and an interest, and I think it's a new hard money and technology that's here to stay.
You want to talk about opportunities? I don't remember exactly when it was, but it was very early in the history of Bitcoin. I had a guest on this show, and I was interviewing her about Bitcoin. And she said, you know what? If you set up a wallet, I will give you a half a Bitcoin. And, the time, it was nothing. And so I thought nothing of it. I did not open a wallet. And now I am $50,000 poorer from that half a Bitcoin that I did not happily take for free.
Oh, my gosh. What I know. There's so many stories. I mean, there's a guy that bought a pizza online in the early days of Bitcoin for like 10,000 Bitcoin or something like that. I think in today's inflated world, that would be the most expensive pizza ever made.
Yeah, that's how it turned out, actually. Now, the question I wanted to start with here is, and this is kind of jumping ahead, but there's a reason for it. So I mentioned, Bigfoot aliens and USOs and structures on the moon and psychics and every topic under the sun. If someone said to you, you have to pick only one of these that you believe is for sure true, I guess based on the amount of evidence available, if you only could pick one and you had to stake your reputation, like this one, I know, which one of these topics would it be?
UFOs, I guess I would say generally. There's just so much data about UFOs, now known as UAPs, existing either in our oceans, in outer space around the moon, or in our atmosphere in the skies. And I guess because I've spent so much time making multiple documentaries on the subject of UFOs, but a USO is a UFO. It's just a unidentified submerged object. One of my recent documentaries, I got to sit down with former Rear Admiral Tim Gallaudet for the U.S. Navy, chief oceanographer for the U.S. Navy for 7 years, as well as, worked for NOAA. I think there's too many people like him that just have impeccable qualifications and backgrounds. They're not easily convinced of wild or zany things, and they've witnessed the UFO or UAP cover up and firsthand, and then they've been part of the military or the there's so many former intelligence people coming forward now that talk about the reality that we have a crashed craft retrieval program, both legacy and new. And then there's just like all of these mass witness daylight and nighttime sightings around the world that seem to point out, you know, anomalies in the sky, things that should not be there, that don't look like traditional aircraft, that have been witnessed by many, many people, whether that's air traffic controllers or, you know, just civilians, scientists, you name it. And that has me convinced that there are definitely, there's something out there other than us, or it's technology that's completely unacknowledged to the mainstream media, and we're all just kind of living in this like logical third world where we're just not allowed to know certain truths about reality.
Yeah, I think that unquestionably there are UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenon. The big question, obviously, is what are they, which is what you just spoke about there. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to get your thoughts on what you think they are. And then we'll talk about some of these congressional hearings and more. After the break, After Dark Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, TuneIn Radio, YouTube, Twitch, f4wonline.com/YouTube, twitch.tv/f4wvideo. Darcy Weir is joining us today, occultjourneys.com. And before we go any further, Darcy, where can people watch your documentaries?
Amazon Prime, Tubi TV. Many of them are up there for free. Just search my name, Darcy Weir, in those platforms, and you should be able to watch some stuff. YouTube Movies, too. YouTube Movies is a new premium platform where they put up films like mine and, you know, stuff starring Tom Cruise.
Excellent. That's good company. Now, yeah. We were talking about UAPs, UFOs, as they were called when I was a youngster. And, you know, the thing with the congressional hearings and such that have been in the news since probably about 2016, I am generally of a skeptical nature. But when it comes to witnesses, you know, Bigfoot, UFOs, whatever, I do not believe that every last single person that has ever told a story is lying. I think that's preposterous to even think that. But the question is, well, what did they see? And with the congressional hearings, it always has felt to me like, you know, some of the witnesses, the stories they tell are things that they have heard, but they didn't personally witness. You know, they right. heard about it from this person or that person. And when you think about it, it's like, that's all of us. I mean, we've all heard something about UFOs and the government. And then, you know, many of them who claim to have witnessed things personally, well, we don't have any evidence of that yet. So I don't really know what's going on. I do believe that a lot of these witnesses are sincere. I believe that some of them that have heard stories believe what they're saying. I even believe maybe, you know, some of them that have seen things, I'm sure they believe what they're saying. Whether they saw something or not is the question. What do you make of the caliber of witnesses in some of these hearings? Do you believe most of them? Are there some of them that you find maybe are not so credible?
Well, I think that if you look at the recent testimony, there's plenty of people to say have had firsthand experience with UFOs, USOs, UAPs, whatever you want to call it. So most recently, you have Alejandro Wiggins. He was a pilot that witnessed something coming out of the ocean and whizzing by his fighter jet. And then he had follow-up FLIR video that was released and actually showed at the last congressional hearing in which he gave testimony to back up what that interaction was like. I was surprised that his story was so overlooked. A lot of people were following the Hellfire missile UAP video, which...
Oh, the missile that hit and then it kept going?
Well, yeah, it looks kind of like a soft target to me. Like, to me, it looked like the Hellfire missile popped a balloon and just kept going, in my opinion. But everybody was focusing on that. Very few people were talking about Alejandro Wiggins and what he testified to and the video that he showed, right? You also have Dylan Borland. He witnessed something firsthand, although we don't have video to accompany that. Tim Gallaudet, I mentioned before, he was from a previous UAP hearing. That one also featured Lou Elizondo. Supposedly, Lou Elizondo and Many other people were part of that ATIP OSAP program, and they were collecting UAP videos from multiple different sensor systems and reviewing them with analysts for the DOD and intelligence community. You also have, you know, some more famous guys like Ryan Graves, who saw a UFO just off the tip of his, the wing of his fighter jet. And he's a big advocate for, you know, flight safety from these things because of that interaction and all the testimony he's heard firsthand from, you know, commercial pilots and other fighter pilots within the multiple disciplines around the world. So, I mean, that's just a handful of people, but it's not all about the military and the, let's say, intelligence community sort of admission to this stuff existing. It's about experiencers. It's about civilians, law enforcement, like any reputable source that can be tied to reputable photos, videos, and mass eyewitness, testimony. So if we're talking about mass eyewitness testimony, you could go back to events like Westall 66 in Australia. Over 200 people saw that in broad daylight. Could have been two craft, probably one. And it was a mix of students, teachers from two different schools. There's the Ariel incident in Africa. That's again a mass witness sighting. You've got the Phoenix Lights that happened over two states, Arizona, as well as Nevada.
And with video.
You got video that goes with that. Thousands of people witnessed that. Ariel School, that happened over days. It was weeks that people were experiencing stuff in Africa. My friend Randall Nickerson made the really cool documentary about that. And there was air traffic people reporting anomalies and objects in the sky that shouldn't be there before this supposed craft landed, and these kids saw beings and saw this thing, right? This UFO grounded. So there's all this round the world testimony of mass witness sightings. And I think what the government looks for is credible testimony from their own military and intelligence people, because they're supposed to be who informs the government on what to do with money. And some of this might be a mix of political theater, but I think it's still a net positive for the subject, because it just it broadens awareness and it gets lawmakers involved with the fact that this is going on.
You know, when you talk about mass witnesses, I mean, you can go back, I mean, Fatima in the early 1900s, and I'm sure you can go back to the 1800s, you know, the airships. I mean, you can go back further than that. You can go back forever. And all throughout history, whether it's mass sightings or individual sightings, you know, there's always an explanation for it that people come up with. And as you're well aware, the explanation kind of changes with each era. You know, maybe it's fairies, maybe it's whatever. Inventors in the 1800s, when people saw the airships, they blamed Thomas Edison. And now, of course, with UAPs, the modern belief is, well, maybe aliens, maybe people from another planet. And from what you have determined from doing all of these documentaries and talking to witnesses and hearing their stories, what do you think is the source of this phenomenon? Do you believe these are aliens that we're dealing with here? Or is it just potentially some other phenomenon that we don't understand?
Yeah, I mean, my theories have kind of changed over time. I, at one point at the beginning of my investigations into all of this, when I was first kind of covering deep underground military bases, and this guy that was considered one of the earlier whistleblowers, Phil Schneider.
I was just going to ask you about him.
Yeah, I made that first documentary I ever made in this was called The Underground, and it was on that guy and how he died mysteriously and, you know, all these things he said before he passed away. You know, a lot of that rings true to people. Even today, it seems to be like a common theme that whistleblowers are under threat, you know, both physically and mentally, and, you know, possibly UAP are from a non-human intelligence that's off-world. ETs, extraterrestrials. So that was kind of like my first foray into this subject, but you just get exposed to so much more as you investigate it, right? And I think one of the more interesting ideas for the origins of UAP and possible, you know, non-human intelligence is crypto-terrestrials, things that have been here maybe longer than us or as long as us, that have mastery of a different domain, like the oceans. And we kind of touch on that in the documentary I made called Transmedium with, like, Richard Dolan and a bunch of other subject matter experts. But I think there's also the possibility of AI, and it could be us. It could be, like, future terrestrials that have come back to monitor the human timeline. I mean, we're really close to that singularity in our history where, you know, artificial intelligence and cybernetics takes off and we become integrated with that as a biological organism.
Well, hold that thought right there. We're going to pick that up after the break. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. After Dark Radio every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, TuneIn Radio, F4WOnline.com/YouTube, Twitch.tv/F4WVideo. Darcy Weir is joining us here today, OccultJourneys.com, and we've been talking UFOs. And I have to ask you about Phil Schneider. Wasn't his story that he worked in an underground base and there was like a war with the aliens and he lost his fingers or some crazy story?
Yeah. So when I first came upon that story, I was fully convinced, right? His story that he would tell at UFO conferences, and actually his very first lecture was at a Bigfoot conference. But his story was that he was a secret contractor that worked for companies like Morrison Knudsen, that was hired by the United States military to build secret underground military bases, deep underground military bases. And the site that he said that he got hurt at was in Dulce, New Mexico, under the Archuleta Mesa. Now, it's a very Rambo slash James Bond type of character story where he said he got maimed because a like high energy weapon beam struck him from an alien that waved its hand over its chest, and he used a Walther PPK with a modified 9-shot clip to shoot a bunch of them when he first broke into this cave that seemed to be their lair that they were living in. You know, look, after the fact, after all this time, there's pictures that have surfaced that he had his fingers, you know, severed and lost at a very young age, like around, I think, his early teens.
So before the aliens.
Before the alien story would have happened,
yes.
Right? So I don't believe everything he said, but when investigating him and his family, it appears his father was a German scientist that was brought over under Project Paperclip to work for the United States Navy post-World War II, which we know was a thing, right? Lots of scientists came over and worked for multiple different disciplines within the military or the intelligence communities to advance the United States' abilities scientifically to become the powerhouse it is today, right? So I think that Phil kind of went on lecture tour when his dad passed away, and he inherited a lot of that information from his dad's office. And he was just fully into all this UFO stuff, and things that he inherited proved this to be real. You know, his dad worked on the USS Nautilus, which was the very first nuclear-powered submarine for the American Navy, which is a super top-secret project and a big breakthrough scientifically. We have evidence of all that stuff. So I think there's a mix of information there, and some of it's real, and some of it, to me, obviously, now is not real. And I would hope that people also look at the UFO subject as a whole, just as you were alluding to earlier, as, you know, some of it's probably lies and hoaxes, because there's a lot of opportunity there to be made, probably not only financially, but, you know, socially with clout. But there's also a mix of truth and real events that have happened and real encounters, and we can't throw it all away.
You know, it's funny with witnesses, you know, if I hear a military pilot tell me that he saw some object moving high rate of speed, you know, the 90 degree turn, shot down, went into the water and underwater, you know, it's like I don't know what he saw, but I believe that story. Any pilot saying that they saw something weird, you know, these to me seem believable in the sense that they believe what they saw.
Yeah.
And then on the whole other side, sometimes you hear these stories, whether it's involving aliens or Bigfoot or any phenomenon, and these stories are so preposterous that it's the same way. I don't know if what you said is true, but I believe that you believe it, because why would you make up a story that ridiculous? But with the Phil Schneider story, that's kind of that weird thing in the middle where you're telling me you worked in an alien base and there was a fight with aliens and you lost your... Like, that one to me falls right in the middle where I don't buy it for a second. The story just sounds... It sounds like a story that you would make up, as opposed to... You know, why would a pilot make up a story about, I saw something weird in the sky and it went down into the water? Why would some kid make up a story of the Sandown Clown, which is one of my favorite stories of all time?
Just it's a creepy one.
Just this completely ridiculous, preposterous thing. It's like, why would you, how could you even think of making a story like that up? So that's what fascinates me about a lot of these stories, is they're usually very believable, or they're so ridiculous that they're almost believable, because where would that even come from?
Yeah. So it's got to be a mix. You know, some of it might be completely unreal and false for the attention of it all. And some of it could be credible observers that have had real life experiences with something anomalous. And, you know, when you talk about a pilot, most of the time they're a credible observer, especially if they're in the military. They got to know what the enemy's arsenal is, what is in the flight capabilities of their arsenal. And, you know, usually if they see something that's teardropped or an orb or, you know, a traditional disc saucer, you got to take their word for it. Triangle is another one that comes up a lot, you know, like not non-traditional flight surfaces, completely triangular black object.
Yeah, I believe something like that. I mean, that's very possible that we have something of that nature. I don't know what it is, but, you know, I don't doubt people that say they've seen triangular objects.
100%. And, like, one of the biggest rumors going is that we have some of that technology worked out, a, you know, ARV, alien reproduction vehicle, or a TR-3B, which is one of the things I actually documented in this Secret Space UFOs series that I did. So I don't know. It's all up for speculation, but, you know, it's really hard to prove these things if it operates in the highly classified worlds out there, you know, that civilians really just don't get exposed to.
So the TR-3V is allegedly like a reverse engineered alien craft that we have now successfully recreated?
Well, TR-3B as in Bravo. Yeah. We know that the TR-3A existed, possibly did a flight during the Iraq War. But that was like a fossil fuels black triangle, right? TR-3B is rumored to be more of like an equipment and personnel carrier that could fit like an apartment building worth of people and technology, and fly it as a space platform from Earth to space using sort of like a anti-gravitic, what they called an MFD, magnetic field disruptor technology. And it was like supposedly this spinning reactor in the center of this large black triangle that it basically nullified the weight of something up to like 99 or 98%. And then it had traditional hydrogen thrusters on the corner of each corner of the triangle. And, you know, some people think it exists. And this was a Air Force, you know, Northrop Grumman or Lockheed Martin sort of collaboration to create something that could accomplish a lot. And, you know, again, it's in that world of speculation. You got guys like Salvador Pius, the scientist that released like patents from the Navy that look very similar, but it would have been a smaller object. But it's just like a form factor that people have witnessed over and over again. There's lots of videos out there online of triangles like that. I don't know. And at this point, it would be old because, you know, I've spoken to guys that think the maiden flight was like 1979 or early 80s. And have they shrunk that down to a drone size and have something completely automated now? Who knows?
So I don't know. I don't know a lot about secret aircraft technology, but as far as I know, we don't have anything that we know of that flies and also can go into the ocean as a submergible, correct?
Well, we do have, you know, there's a guy named UAP GURB that has covered some technology. Most of that stuff, you know, looks like it has a wing, it has wings and it can go from being a submersed object to air and sky. But, you know, not at the speeds that people like Mark D'Antonio or Bob McGuire or these other people that have been on submarines and witnessed the XOs and the sonar operator guys shout out, you know, we've got a fast mover on the sonar, which indicates some kind of anomalous object that can move, you know, 300 knots or more. And as far as our technology goes, the fastest things we can operate are things that create super cavitation, which is like a torpedo that creates a bubble jet stream in front of its tip, and therefore it can cut through the water a lot quicker. But, you know, that's up to, I don't know, 70 knots, 90 knots or something max. And a submarine can only move at maybe 40 knots, maybe 50 knots max at this point. So what are these objects? What are these USOs that the navies of the world are witnessing? It's not just the U.S. Apparently Russia tracked them for a long time. You know, it shows that there's UFOs in our oceans.
Yeah, I mean, there's always, you know, discussion when it comes to UAPs about the speed. I mean, even dating all the way back to Kenneth Arnold, I mean, the sighting over Mount Rainier, I mean, one of the big things about it was how fast they were moving. And, you know, now underwater, these things moving at great speed, which makes it even more baffling. Different from something just going into the water, but also moving in that speed. Back in a moment with more, everybody. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Darcy Weir is joining us at ColdJourneys.com. And as always, we have run out of time and we barely started. But hopefully we can get Darcy on again because I got a lot of things I want to ask about Bigfoot, more on USOs, alien structures on the moon, psychics. But for now, if you want to hear more, Darcy, how do we watch your documentaries?
Well, you can always check out popular platforms like Amazon, Tubi TV, and YouTube Movies. Just search my name, Darcy Weir. Or you can go to my website, ocultjourneys.com. I've got my posters there. Click on the poster. It'll take you right through to a site to watch my film, usually free. And I've got my trailers there. You can also check me out on my social media, at ocultjourneys. On YouTube, I've got some documentary stuff there, and at Occult Journeys on Twitter, Darcy Weir Films on Instagram, and just Darcy Weir on Facebook. Feel free to reach out.
Yeah, the hit up is noted to the OccultJourneys.com website. As he noted, there are trailers for all of these different documentaries. There's a whole bunch of them, so I recommend watching all of the trailers and finding out which one interests you the most, and start with that one. And we started kind of with UAPs today, but as noted, we'd like to do a little bit more down the road, so hopefully we can set that up. But thank you for doing the show today.
Yeah, man, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Hope you have a great week.
So check it out, Darcy Weir, ColdJourneys.com. We are out of time. We'll talk to you next time, After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.